AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump back in court. Jury selection continuing in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. He is required to be there in person. A promise to put forth legislation that includes funding for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and protections here at home. Instead of them all being included in one bill, however, it's being split into different pieces by House Speaker Mike Johnson. ABC Chief Congressional Correspondent Rachel Scott is on Capitol Hill.
Johnson knows he has a razor-thin majority. He's trying to satisfy all different wings of his party so that he can keep the speaker's gavel. Sources tell me that Speaker Johnson did speak to President Biden by phone before unveiling this package to Republicans behind closed doors just yesterday, but it's unclear if Democrats are going to go along with any of this. Either way, Johnson says those votes will be happening this week.
Israel's defense chief says there will be retaliation against Iran for the missile attacks, but won't say when. The flame that will burn at the Paris Olympics has now been ignited in Greece. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's Wisconsin campaign director in 2020 will lead the state Republican Party this election year. Andrew Iverson will serve as executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. He takes over for Mark Jefferson, who left in February to lead the Wisconsin Tavern League. In 2020, Iverson pushed unfounded allegations of widespread voter fraud. How concerned are you about PFAS? It depends on how much news you read. That's what Marquette University political scientist Amber Wachowski tells Wisconsin Eye.
People who are more likely to pay attention are becoming more concerned about PFAS.
The federal EPA just announced new PFAS standards nationwide, but Wachowski thinks it'll be a bigger issue for Wisconsin voters this year than in many other places. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. By one estimate, UPS has accidentally told about 1,000 people in the area their packages were delivered to Exact Sciences on Madison's west side. The State Journal reports some UPS packages got an incorrect delivery scan Saturday that led to some people in the Madison area being told their packages were delivered to Exact Sciences. Packages were actually set to be delivered to their intended destinations, but not after some confusion. Dane County's Centro Hispano is getting national recognition. The National Hispanic Federation is awarding Centro Hispano its annual Community Service Award, which honors organizations that serve Latinos in their communities. Centro Hispano is the leading nonprofit serving Dane County's Latino community. Centro Hispano was chosen out of 660 groups nationwide. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee had a 3-1 lead over San Diego, then came an ugly fifth inning. The Padres hitting half a dozen singles, driving in six runs. They went on to win 7-3 at American Family Field. Brewers catcher William Contreras let a Joe Ross pitch get past him. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, William's been so good, and the ball was not exactly a strike, but I think the ball got away from Joe and kind of takes off, you know, took off when a guy's throwing 95 miles an hour sometimes, and it could happen to any catcher on that pitch.
The series continues tonight. NFL, Packers players reporting to Green Bay for a week of meetings and physicals. NBA, the Bucks are 1-4 so far this season against the Pacers. The good news is head coach Doc Rivers has until Sunday to prepare.
Yeah, we get to practice. Yeah, and Indiana has had our number all year, right? We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning with clouds increasing and scattered thunderstorms developing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler and windy today with a high of 62. More rain and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow with an inch or more of rain possible. Could also see a couple of strong to severe thunderstorms later today into tonight as well, so be weather aware. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Tune in Tuesday for the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll see if they picked any jurors in New York in the Trump trials. You got to tune in. Devil's Advocates 4 to 6.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Steph Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And Donald Trump will not be able to testify under oath and get away with trying to lie about what actually happened when he was alone in his hotel room with Stormy Daniels, who will testify under oath about what happened in that room. Donald Trump will not be able to get on the witness stand and successfully lie about his communications and conversations with Michael Cohen about paying off Stormy Daniels so that his presidential campaign could survive. And Michael Cohen will testify about that.
Oh, I love you, Lawrence O'Donnell. I love you, Hal Sparks. Hal just, he just says things that make me happy. So after falling asleep 1 hour into the trial, Hal predicts that he will his pants or fart loudly.
Yeah, there is no way he goes 8 weeks in, that long without crapping his pants or breaking wind. Like in a way that makes the room upset. You know what I mean?
Where there's, and this, like, is why Hal Sparks is saving the world. One sexy liberal comedy tour at a time. And with fart jokes.
Yep.
Because, yeah.
Fearless. Absolutely fearless. This.
Would you like to hear the story of Gettysburg? Do you have that?
Would you?
Here it is.
Me
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here, take a listen to
them. Which one is that?
This before, 12.
It starts at 12.
It's before
wow.
you fell asleep.
Okay.
Where our union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country.
Portion. Wow. Wow. Just wow.
He has no idea what
no
went on at
Gettysburg.
No idea.
Did we get the part about him fighting uphill? Did he?
Fight uphill, me boys.
Okay.
Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch.
Close your dreams.
And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor.
Yes, since the 1800s.
Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill.
What?
They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general, and they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
What? I think he was thinking of Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
He's very confused.
Or maybe Tiny Kangaroo Down Sport.
Right, yes.
Me boys.
Never fight uphill,
honestly,
me boys.
Honestly, Hal, I had a mom with Alzheimer's, and I'm just like, plus you look at him in court yesterday. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, it's clear. I mean, I think everybody's been pointing out that he's very much sundowning these days. It seems that like after dark, it's like right on cue, he gets slurrier and weirder. But the problem is that usually has to deal with exhaustion. because it's not about sundown.
Right.
It's about how many hours you can stay awake before you start to collapse. And the problem is he sleeps like 4 hours a night, and then he's up rage truthing or whatever, trothing, at 5 a.m. And then his fade time is before lunch.
Can I just say that this is not
at 11 a.m.
This is not a level of cuteness that is survivable for most people that are watching on Free Speech TV.
It's
you and Bonnie together.
Bonnie's having a good time. She's just having a sweet
Lori Kish tweets, thank you guys for a great show in Minneapolis. That was the best Minneapolis show by far and a great way to start off the Sexy Liberal Tour. Steph Heads, get ready. Oh, are you ready for Hal Sparks? Okay, so Hal, let me explain. You're the most handsome, romantic, talented man in the world.
That's true.
A. Okay. B.
Check.
You are a fantastic actor. If anyone has watched Queer as Folk, Lab Rats, on and on. I am, what's
Dude,
the word,
Where's
Chris?
My car?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
I am, what's the word, Chris? Not. So when we do our Lauren Boberting.
You are Boberting, in
Just Right. Mm-hmm.
You are in View from the Top.
I played myself. Anyway, my point is, Hal. I was playing myself Saturday night. Slut that I am.
Well, you know.
But anyway, so when we do our Lauren Boberting, you know, demonstration, which I feel like is becoming next level, I realized later that I was touching your actual penis, and I realized that because we do the funny cartoon noises, fuka fuka, and then you do a auga.
Yes.
But I was realizing, I'm not supposed to actually.
It's not your fault. It has a tractor beam.
Yeah.
And
it's hard not to hit
exactly.
anywhere in your
I
area.
I find that I find that I I trump women by accident. They turn into him. Like just they grab me and they can't help it because it's like a magnet. It just whack. And they're like, "I'm so sorry. I was just shopping for groceries and now
you are comedy's
I'm
modern
a feel." And I'm like, "It's not your fault."
You are comedy's modern day Milton Berle. Can I just say you are?
It is true. Yes, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. It's
between you and John Fugelsang, it's just like miles of penis.
Right. It's got its own gravitational pull.
It does. Yeah. You can't be faulted. Yeah. Right. You're just going to need more thrust to achieve escape velocity from my wiener. That's how it works. And nobody wants it. You know what I mean? You don't want to expend that kind of fuel. Why?
By the way, I hate to tell you this. You're not the first. I was saying I was a guest star at the Groundlings many years ago, and I was playing a slutty ghost, and I actually shoved my tongue in Will Ferrell's mouth. Because later I was like, you're supposed to just like you're kissing. So I'm just saying, I hate to tell you, you are not the first. But my point is, you always say at least a couple of things, Sexy Liberal, that make me laugh out loud, and then days later. So we were in the middle of the Lauren Boberting thing, and Hal goes, "Hey, kids, look!"
Okay. Right.
I don't know why, I just...
Right. Well, because we were doing an impersonation of these two morons, and...
At Beetlejuice. At a kids' show.
It just seems clear that not only did she not care, but it was...
I don't feel like Hal's microphone is on.
I'm sorry. There, it's much better. I'll lean in.
There you go.
This is much better. Everyone, little ASMR. That's right.
That's the sound of my penis, by the way.
Okay, and the other thing was on panel when I said, are we better off than we were 4 years ago? And I said we were stuck in our house wiping our ass with coffee filters. And you said, I always wondered why the coffee tasted so bad at your house.
Right.
And that was funny.
Thank you.
It's cafe tay.
That's right. Hey, you adapt. That's what humans do. In a rough environment, we just modify our lifestyle, and that's what we do. In the case of it'll be amazing to watch how quickly people adapt to being around Trump in a courtroom.
Right.
Yeah. My question is the turnout yesterday was pretty pitiful as far as the maggots showing up outside. I don't suspect the crowd will get any bigger.
Yeah.
My guess is a lot of them will last 4 days, 5 days, end of the week. Maybe.
Would you like to hear the description?
Yeah, sure.
A smattering of pro-Trump demonstrators,
some
wearing costumes, other carrying signs, one temporarily lowering the top of her dinosaur-themed one piece before writhing on the ground in performative ecstasy.
Oh.
So you know that's, what I'm going to do in Philly, Sexy Liberal, in a couple weeks.
In a dinosaur theme.
Oh, you could do a T-Rex bit.
There you go.
She's always asking for that.
Great. And then we end up bringing back the dinosaurs, and then what? It landed the lost.
Uh-huh.
And then we're surrounded by slee stacks.
Exactly.
And it's all your
Chaka. And then Chaka.
Yeah.
Exactly. But this just is the clown show. You knew it would be, right? This is what I'm always on the edge, Hal, of that we have to take him seriously in his incitement of violence. But just Friday, all hell's going to break loose. The largest people are not going to stand for this. And then you realize the emperor has no clothes.
I got to tell you, right now, the things that his fearful phrases that we grew to worry about while he was president are now sort of the phrases that a late 70s, early 80s band yells at a state fair from stage, like, "Are you ready for rock and roll?" And everybody's like, "I'm actually in the middle of an elephant ear right now, and I'm still a little dizzy from the tilt-a-whirl. But, yeah, in a minute, I'll be ready to rock." I can't hear you. Really? Because there's not that many people talking.
Right.
Like, there's only seven of us here. I can't hear you. Maybe he is deaf. He's been on the road a long time. I guess that, yeah, he is that guy now. This is the Fat Elvis time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize it.
Fat,
you know,
Orange Elvis.
At least Fat Elvis still had his voice.
Right.
Yeah.
Trump's just a whiny howler monkey at this point with the laryngitis. Did we have him?
He
said this morning?
What did he say this morning?
Same thing he said yesterday. Honest to God, I don't even know why people need new clips of Trump.
I have yesterday's.
No, but yeah, play it again. It's the same garbage. The only thing he said was the judge is a criminal.
Trump rages against people on TV lying and spewing hate after he was caught sleeping at trial.
Right. Oh, it's our fault he fell asleep. Yeah. Okay, people reporting it is okay.
Right.
All right, Don Snorleone. Okay, let's. 18, sure.
Donald Slump.
It's the same thing, Jody.
It's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought.
Everyone.
It doesn't deserve anything like this.
Is there a dog?
There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought.
Yeah, the only thing.
I guess it's whining, but with echo.
Yeah. It's kind of fantastic. Those are my favorite audio drops of him right now, is because it's so hollow and lonely.
Right.
You know, it sounds exactly like what it'll sound like if you're like four cells down from him. You know what I mean? The echo off the concrete. You know what I mean? Where you're like, shut up.
Shut up, Donald. We're trying to
sleep. Good Lord.
I'm trying to shiv someone over here.
Right,
shut up.
Can you just wash yourself in your toilet and go to bed like the rest of us? This is aggravating. But
this would be the statement from the, I guess this is the traveling bassinet. Yeah. You know, my son's graduating from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go to the graduation of my son. He didn't say the name, he doesn't remember.
Right.
He worked very hard, and he's a great student. It looks like the judge is going to allow me to escape this scam. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day to go to D.C. before the United States Supreme Court, because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. Okay, first of all, the judge hasn't ruled yet on
that day.
The graduation day,
more
which
than
also
likely.
Is a day they're not in court. It's a Friday night.
Right,
and also, he didn't go to the graduation of any of his other kids. But okay.
Right. Well, we're assuming they graduated. I honestly...
Right.
No, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric.
Right.
They're just like, oh, you stopped sniffing glue for a day and eating paint chips? Here.
Here's, right. Yes.
Here's a degree. Get out.
When Reach for Comment, Eric went... Yeah. I'm totally going to graduate. shut up, dummy. I'm Don Jr.
I approve
this message.
Bob on Twitter says, as much as it was infuriating that it didn't end his candidacy at the time, there is a consolation in the Access Hollywood tape haunting Donald Trump like something from an Edgar Allan Poe story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, he puts on Troth Central that he's like, who's going to tell Barron why I can't be? I'm like, you, dummy. You're his dad. You're the guy. Don't just go back to the judge ruled against me. Explain to him why you're in court in the first place.
Right.
Explain to him what you were doing when he was five months old. Right.
What he was doing was Karen McDougal while you were in utero. And then 4 months after,
he was doing
Stormy Daniels
while you were trying to latch.
So half the jury pool of 100 was like, not skid. I love the one woman just went, they said, can you be fair? She's like, no, I hate him.
right.
but that's what
excuse me, are we going to be downwind from him? Yes. Well, then I can't be impartial. I'm sorry. I can't be right now. My eyes are being, I mean, but I'm planted against them. They're watering.
We were saying how what I worry is that we tend to be fair on our side and tell the truth. And these are people I'm sure that are like, no, I hate him. I'm from New York. I can't, you know, I can't be fair. But because he's a lying dirtbag, I'm afraid the lying dirtbags on his side are going to try to get on and say, oh, yeah, of course they can be fair.
They're Xing about it all day. They're like, you should try and get on the jury and try to lie and say you're going to be impartial and then throw the and then hang it up for him. And I'm like, well, you do realize even talking like that allows for that suspicion, which just means that everything he's been called out for that's morally wrong in this thing will still hang over his head in the election, if not worse.
Yeah.
You could argue that people go, an affair is terrible and all this kind of stuff, but you shouldn't have to be fined and go to jail for it. And people could let him off the hook if he's found guilty and he has to go through some punishment phase. But if it looks like his MAGAT supporters headed it off at the pass and bought him out of this moral comeuppance, there's a bunch of voters that are going to go like, you know what? You can't get between him and the Lord. The Lord had plans for him, and you got between him. That's your karma now. Yeah, you can ride this.
Speaking of
that karma horse.
Good God above tweets. I'm sorry, but I will never get over the staggering hypocrisy of American evangelicals who worship Donald Trump, the man who lies nonstop, cheats on his wife with porn stars, and sells his own Bibles. I mean, we've just reached peak.
I got to say, growing up in, you know, Peacemill Christian Church and having our run-through, like, road preachers that come by, every single one of them has an immoral backstory.
Absolutely.
Like Donald Trump. Like, I was the wine and the cocaine, and I was in a hotel with 16 young harlots and found, and ultimately it took a six-year prison sentence to get me to find Jesus and a way out of prison early if I just keep selling these books around town.
Yeah.
And that's, they all have that. And
a redemption arc.
The evangelicals, I got to tell you, there's something pervy. And this is right in line with the Lauren Boberts of the world.
It's like Mike Pillow.
Yeah, that you sit there and listen to this prurient kind of sexual story in church and get all titillated about it. And then it's got a happy ending where you can kind of go, a Jesus baby wipe at the end to make me feel all cleansed.
Yep.
But, man, that was a good – can you tell that story again?
Yeah.
About what motel was this, actually? Is there – can I – Yelp that or
the Mike Lindell story.
Totally.
That's exactly it.
And Hal Sparks knows because I gave him a happy ending at 6.
Almost
that was
a
really authentic Boberting demonstration.
Yeah. Well, no, because she follows through. I got to say, it was a drive-by Boberting. I think clearly that's what I said. Like Lauren Boebert, she looked like she was operating a flight simulator made out of Play-Doh. That's what she, when she grabbed him, she's like, I'm bringing this thing in for a landing.
Hey, if you saw Puppetry of the Penis, you know men like a firm touch. I didn't know that. I'm like, wow, you can do that with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You can tie it in a knot.
You can throw it over your shoulder like a Continental Soldier.
Absolutely.
You turn it into a hamburger?
I like a lover with an easy touch. I like a slow hand. I didn't men like you gotta get in there like a right?
Not at first. Over time though.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Over
time,
balloon animal.
Yeah. It's like it's like pancakes, like the old Mitch Hedberg thing. Like when it first shows up, you're all excited, but by the end of it, you're sick of them. The same thing is true of a male sex arc.
By
the beginning of it, you're like whoa, anything, and then the end.
Wow, Dodger dog.
A little while you're like easy.
Maybe.
I don't know. Put on some. Can you wear that hat over there? We'll just try anything. run around the room banging cymbals. Something's got to work.
22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by that there protein right there.
Right there.
Right?
Yep.
I'm just telling you. You and Hal Sparks obviously know some protein and some muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Power Life High Impact Pro. Tony Horton, P90X guy.
Right.
I used to do P90X. He got shingles. He got effed him up good.
Got
didn't know if he was make it.
Well,
he
made it. Shingles doesn't care.
No.
Doesn't care.
It's a bastard shingles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now he is, 65 years old, looks and feels better than ever. He discovered HMB, naturally occurring molecule, that helps build and maintain muscle. Even without exercise, I have a friend recovering from cancer who can't, you know, hit the gym as hard yet. She's using this protein to build her muscle mass back up. Oh, my God, high-impact
fabulous
protein available in plant protein or whey.
Whey.
Chris has the whey.
Whey.
Protein whey.
Uh-huh. Whey.
Whey. So whey protein.
As in curd's end.
It's not just some protein, it's whey.
Whey.
Whey protein.
Yeah.
That's W-H-E-Y.
That's in Kurzan.
Whey. Whey.
One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Go to mypowerlife.com and type in the code fitness, or you can text fitness to, text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Go right to mypowerlife.com. Type in fitness.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, I have.
All right.
House Parks. saving the world one sexy liberal tour at a time.
Yep.
Also fighting the maggots on Twitter. Joey said he's fighting for us, and you said you misspelled napping.
Yeah, right.
Charlie
Trump,
Kirk
yep.
tweeted, the more they attack Trump, the stronger he gets. And you just tweeted back,
right, just a bunch of Z's. And I also, by the way, I also that was a top tweet, but I also put the picture of him sleeping in the thing. I found, and when I saw that picture, I was like, I downloaded it immediately. And I was like, this and him with Epstein on an airplane, those two shots are just like, It saves you so much work.
Speaking of investigations, Bill Barr made go away.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we would have to all just give up comedy if Mike Pence's fly had flown into Trump's open mouth.
Right.
Just feel like... just feel like this is can't get any more clown showy.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's like it turns him into Belloc in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like the fly crawled into
right.
his mouth.
Yes!
Blow it back to God.
You're Jeff Goldblum.
Help me.
Okay, Charlie Pierce next and Hal Sparks.
Charlie Pierce. Good.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. David Casey is Wisconsin's new acting revenue secretary. Casey will take over for Peter Barca in 2 weeks. Barca retired earlier this month. Casey has more than 30 years' experience working with state tax agencies. He recently served as deputy revenue secretary. He's been working as an expert in tax compliance and fraud for SAS Institute in North Carolina. 25 states cap out-of-pocket costs for insulin, but not Wisconsin.
The high cost of the actual drug combined with the high cost of supplies has really made this crisis something that definitely kills people.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. A bill in the Wisconsin legislature would cap insulin copays at $35 a month for workers on commercial health insurance. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A University of Wisconsin student has started her own nonprofit to help sexual assault survivors. Jess Randall holds a clothing drive every year for survivors who leave their clothes in the emergency room to be taken in as evidence. Randall says she's a survivor herself. She says the goal of her survivor clothing project is to spread awareness. There's a 5K walk run Sunday. It costs $5 to sign up, and all the money will go to Randall's charity. Reckless driving and high-speed chases appear to be getting more common. Monona police say they chased three different drivers at high speeds in a span of less than 12 hours Sunday and Monday. Two of the chases were eventually called off. The third ended when the driver was arrested on the interstate. Police were able to identify the owners of the two other vehicles and at last word were looking to arrest the people who were driving them. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, you know, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I have to pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning with clouds increasing and scattered thunderstorms developing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler and windy today with a high of 62. More rain and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow with an inch or more of rain possible. Could also see a couple of strong to severe thunderstorms later today into tonight as well, so be weather aware. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And so with Donald Trump unable to testify in his own defense, the only thing he brings to his defense is that silent, discolored face. A face that lies to you without Donald Trump saying a word. A face that claims to be a color of brown that is betrayed by his 77-year-old pink ears.
Oh, how much do we love Lawrence O'Donnell?
Cold-blooded.
Okay, one more, Lawrence O'Donnell.
A face that is topped by hair, that is lying to you about exactly where Donald Trump's hairline might actually be. Every day that the jurors spend in that courtroom with defendant Trump, they will be wondering how he can be so deeply oblivious to the truth of what he looks like, with that stuff that he slaps on his face.
Speaking of national treasures from Boston.
Oh, there's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie Pierce.
Can we hear him okay?
Hello, everybody. There he is.
Hi.
Hiya. Say hi to Hal Sparks.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello. Hey, there we go. That's not good.
Uh-oh.
Hal came through.
There you go.
Boy, from what you've been sharing on Instagram.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. We're going to have to... Charlie, hang on. Let's try again.
The deep state establishment is going after Charlie's connection. That's what it is.
Yes.
I have this happen all the time, usually when I'm riding on a hayride.
Yeah.
Same thing, yes.
Oh, somebody wrote me a... By the way, Charlie, hang up. Try again.
Hang up and try again, Charlie.
Someone wrote me a combination love-hate letter. Let me explain why. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Love sexy liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Hates me because your internet connection sucked and you weren't able to do your Saturday show and her entire life was ruined.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. We need the best high-tech hotel we could possibly get. I can't just do it when everybody's asleep.
Right.
This seems to be the way Fugelsang was able to do it. Apparently,
yes.
My show is on when people are awake and care.
And using the bandwidth.
Yes.
Yes. I
like
apologize.
A bunch of
I can't
jerks.
Control the internet connection in every hotel, and I apologize. But I ruined someone's life Saturday, so we're going to try and make sure Al gets on.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Any hotel owned by a tech billionaire where they have a secret lair underneath the building should be fine.
Exactly.
Any place with a that's actually a CIA front would be good. They have fiber optic, I think.
Charlie Pierce, Supreme Court watcher. We'll try to get him back on. But you retweeted Ian Millhiser, who said, thanks to a decision by the Supreme Court today, it's no longer safe to organize a political protest in the states of Louisiana, Mississippi, or Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I blame voters on my side of the aisle that shrugged off 2016 or voted for Stein because this missile was launched then.
Right.
Thank you.
Same thing with Roe. Like, I got to say, like, the shock and horror, I understand when it happened that you were shocked to hear the news. But the shock shouldn't be about that it happened, because it happened in the voting booth in 2016. And the fix for it is going to happen in the voting booth this year, period.
Yeah.
And it might even take a couple of years to, like, whether one cycle. If we manage to get enough of a majority in the Senate and the House, we'll be able to, you know, codify Roe into a law that protects women so that they're not officially second-class citizens, which they are in the country right now. A woman has to decide what state, what rights she wants to have by the state she moves to. Women can only move to certain states right now because you're limiting your experience. Men don't have that problem at all. Not at all. And that's only fixed this election cycle and over the next, you know, maybe at the midterms, depending on how long it takes us to get enough people in office.
You also tweeted about this whole, you know, because that's the other thing, the Gaza thing. Like, oh, Democrats aren't, progressives aren't, Muslims aren't going to.
Right.
And you were talking about the protests, and you said they're not pro-Palestinian, they're pro-Hamas.
Right.
Some of these protests. I mean, I just thought this, Biden's wins tweeted, new reports are indicating President Biden was instrumental in bringing together a coalition of UK, Jordanian, and Saudi Arabian pilots to shoot Iran's drones out of the sky.
Right.
President Biden's leadership on the world stage has been unparalleled.
Yeah.
I mean, you take also, any issue and tell me how it wouldn't be a thousand times worse.
Right. Well, never mind the fact that, you know, the primary negotiating point of the United States under Joe Biden has been the hostages have to play a part in a ceasefire, period, end of story. You don't get to just pause the fighting because that's what Russia wants in Ukraine. It's the same thing. You can't just get away with it. You can't, you know, you got to give us something in exchange, namely innocent humans.
Yep. Charlie, hello, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yay!
I had to go to the Phantom Zone for a few minutes, but now I'm back.
Okay, good. Yay.
Anyway, judging from your social media content from Minneapolis, mm-hmm. I am dreading what happens to the statues when you guys do the Washington show.
Yeah, there are actual, like, historical statues in Boston.
Yeah. We're going to find you at the Lincoln Memorial giving the poor guy a lap dance.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know what I have planned for Rocky in Philadelphia. But listen.
Yeah. Or Paul Revere in Boston.
Oh. I beg your pardon. Outside of the Masonic Temple in downtown Philly, there is a giant Ben Franklin, and he was a great guy.
Yeah, he was. He really was creepy.
Yeah, you can go see Big Ben inside. He's the big one.
I'll do a Boberning demonstration.
Luckily, he's wearing an apron, and it's made out of bronze otherwise.
All right, Charlie, thank you for the warning.
Content.
Yeah, let me, we got talking about the Middle East for a second, Charlie. Chris Jackson tweeted, according to a recent book, Joe Biden isn't just the president of the United States, he's the West's father figure who foreign leaders call for advice and look to for assurance during mm-hmm. situations like we currently face. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Charlie, it isn't just what a complete disaster Donald Trump would be on the Middle East and every other subject. It's how really good at this Joe Biden is, right?
Well, yeah, that's the flip side of the coin, isn't it? That's the entire Western world is looking on him like the chief from Little Big Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Seth Abrams.
This is my son. Please see that he does not go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Seth Abrams said Joe Biden's trying to be POTUS while also fighting off Donald Trump's shadow administration, Steve Bannon's insurrection plotting, the fascist Project 2025, the Trump Netanyahu MBS MBZ Putin collusion axis, and not for nothing trying to rescue us all from the. That Trump broke. No mm-hmm. kidding. Right? I mean, and with one of the thinnest legislative majorities ever, mm-hmm. right?
Right. I mean, there's a lot on the old man's plate, and it ain't, you know, we Tina. It's a big old, you know.
Yeah, these are substantial. These are your medications, not your meals.
Right.
And yeah, it's and I think it's important to notice, like, Ukraine funding is real funding. That's all going to go through this week.
Yep.
It's going to come for a vote. All of it's going to pass. There'll be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth, but it's all going to pass.
Yeah.
And stack that with the infrastructure bill. Stack that with the rescue package.
So Mike Johnson caved. So, Charlie, does that mean Marjorie Taylor Greene is coming for him by the end of the week or what?
I just saw an item that says that Marjorie Taylor Greene has another Republican.
She's got a co-sponsor.
Vote. Yeah. And that means he's going to need Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which will sort of be like, you know, hanging yourself on the way of jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
So maybe Donald Trump could be convicted the same week that he's vacated from the chair.
Right. Also, for the record, it makes it more likely that the other funding packages will pass because he needs Democrats to stay in the position. He's also going to have to play ball with us as far as getting Ukraine funding and the other funding bills go through? Because if he doesn't, why would they save him? Right. You know, it just...
And Charlie, we were talking about the trial, but I mean, not only, you know, did he try to incite violence again, all hell's going to break loose in 72 hours. And, you know, there's like 12 crazies there, one of them in a dinosaur costume. He's fallen asleep an hour in. I mean, this is just...
Is that the dinosaur costume who flashed?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man, that's already a legend out here. Are you kidding? But I think my man Lawrence from Dorchester has pretty much put paid to that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps taking a stroll down there on the mornings of courts and thing and doesn't see anyone.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. And just describes him visually. Charlie, this is quite serious. I mean, have you seen the pictures of him in court? He just does not look good. We just played this.
My own family's experience with, you know.
Me too.
My father and all four of his siblings.
Yeah.
I see more than a little symptomology going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and also the, you know, just the slurring of words we were talking about. We played a bunch. What was the one? Let me just hear this one again. I'm not even sure 11. What he was saying. 11? Yeah. Hang on.
Just this week, it was reported that an illegal alien, and you just look at this, what's happening.
I think he meant illegal aliens.
Yes.
Okay.
I think he was going for that, but you know, you couldn't convince a panel of experts that he really knew what he was saying.
Yeah.
I think it was illegal ad lib by accident. I think that was it just ran aground, you know what I mean? Like he just steered that ship into Speech Island and it just like hit some reefs on the way in. And he's like,
I mean, it was no fashionable
mm-hmm.
Fortune.
Magnified fortune and fashionable tape. Whatever that was.
Right.
Well, wow. You played it earlier when he had Robert E. Lee speaking in a brogue.
Yeah, right.
Don't fight uphill, me boys.
Don't fight uphill, me boys. Don't you do.
What the hell? Do you think Robert E. Lee was at the Easter Rising or something?
He was a leprechaun pirate. They're the worst kind.
And technically, of course, Pickett's charge did have to go up a little hill. Mm-hmm. But that was after they marched a mile and a half.
Right. It was the walk that did it. He should know this from golf. Oh, wait, he doesn't walk.
Worries at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Charlie, you quite seriously, because you were so kind to me when, you know, I was going through my mom's Alzheimer's. And I'm just saying there was a part of this that's really not funny. I mean, I guess you recognize it. These stories that don't make sense, the slurring of words that, you know, and you look at this.
When you add the contributing factors to Alzheimer's, which is drug abuse and also, you know, stress, you know, it becomes a fairly easy diagnosis, I think.
And a guilty conscience.
And
I gotta feel like there's an element of, because every time he seems to be afraid of what they're going to show in court, I always get the feeling he's more afraid of what they don't know yet.
Right. Yes.
He seems really panicked about if they start digging, what they're going to find is way worse than this stuff. Like, I can cover all this BS.
Yeah.
But if they really start looking at who owns my buildings and that kind of stuff, and that's where I think the panic comes from, and that's the stress.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, in addition, this whole, you know, the expanded role of National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In this rat humping.
Yeah.
Is really going to be interesting to watch.
How many other stories did it kill?
Stories about Marco Rubio now and... You got to know Lindsey Graham's in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But also, you know, Charlie, you forget about the Karen McDougal. This was two affairs that were going on right after when the Access Hollywood tape, you know, dropped. I mean, his campaign would not have survived it. So that's the thing is I keep saying the feeling like anything could happen this year, whether it's medically, legally. Like, there's stories coming out, Charlie, people on behind the scenes with him know he's not mentally or physically fit to do this.
Right.
So
well, that's betrayed by videotape at this point.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, for anybody except, you know, women who wear dinosaur suits and flash, you know, at demonstrations can see the guy is not all there.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why they keep selling that Biden.
I'm willing to admit that Joe Biden has lost more than one step, but my God, he's not like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
Yeah.
You know, and what I always find fascinating, and this is very symptomatic of Alzheimer's patients, is his efforts to get back on the rails after he has one of these episodes. He has a certain number of phrases that he goes to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that happened muscle
a lot.
Memory.
One time my wife and I took my dad to McDonald's, and he clearly couldn't read the menu and didn't know what was going on, but he knew he was at a restaurant, and so when they asked him what he wanted, he pointed at my wife and said, "I'll have what she's having."
Mm-hmm. That's covered. It's smart.
People with Alzheimer's develop coping mechanisms that are really remarkable.
We always joke that he's like Pee Wee Herman. Yeah, he's like Pee Wee Herman when he falls off the bike. I meant to do that.
Yeah. He's always been that way because of his ego cover. The issue that he has also is, you know, besides that, is that he's going to burn himself to the ground trying to fight it also. And that's somebody who's, you know, the head of a big political party in this country who's he keeps bringing up how Joe Biden's not going to make it to the finish line or the starting line, and he mixes those two up. But I honestly think that's his thought. That's his fear.
I've said that all along. Yeah. I'm not sure, you know, Charlie, he's going to be the candidate. I loved Leonard tweeted, "It's fitting Trump's hush money trial began on tax day because it's time for that bastard to pay up." Mm-hmm. It does have the feeling of justice and karma.
OJ dying before.
I think it's better than even money now that he doesn't make it to the election.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he makes it to the convention.
Yeah. Right. I've always said that.
They can't let him get up there and make a speech at the convention on national television.
Right.
Yeah, I want a year.
That could be catastrophic.
Right.
There's
not enough Adderall in the world to get them through
They're going
to
do an edited Sean Hannity town hall. That's what they'll end up doing.
Nazi decongestants or whatever it is.
Yeah, Pervitin, right. Yep, Sudafed and Adderall crushed together into a...
None of them Nazis had allergies, let me tell you.
Yeah, boy, did they.
Nazarol, whatever he's on. Yeah. Okay. Charlie, we cannot wait for Boston Sexy Liberal, where you're going to bring a dish to pass, which will be...
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm still trolling for Kennedy, so
yeah.
keep your lines open.
Bring the Kennedy you were assigned to birth, being from
Boston.
I have assigned
him first. That's the thing. They don't tell you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. All right.
It's like a secret Santa thing.
Your guardian angel's name. I mean, mine's probably named like Harry or something.
Mm-hmm. Get Zippo. Bring Zippo.
Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
I have a guardian Kennedy out there somewhere.
Yeah.
But I
got Shemp Kennedy.
Down, or her down.
and you know, just to pass, Senator Warren is always good for someone that you have, thrown into me like a spear. Previously. All right, we love you.
No, I threw you into
her. Oh, no, you threw me into her. You did shove me. You actually shoved me, I will say that. But you were correct, because I would have missed her otherwise.
Yeah.
He was like, go! Yeah. You're going to miss her.
Right.
Yeah. All right, love you, Charlie Pierce.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Bye.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Hal Sparks and Bonnie and Clyde and Dr. Marty.
They're adorable.
Aww. Animals do strike curious poses.
Mm-hmm.
They feel the
Yeah, this is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you've ever heard Hal Sparks do his cat barfing bit in stand up, that's what his cat sounds like if she doesn't get Nature's Feast, which is the cat food, Nature's Blend.
Oh yeah, that's what Boots sounds like.
That means. No Nature's Feast. Where is it, Daddy? Okay, Nature's Blend for the... Okay, that's creeping me out now.
It's exactly a rendition of my...
It's the real food movement, right? Because they're your real children. It's superfoods. That's what Dr. Marty uses in his practice to have dogs thrive. It is like salmon, beef, duck, turkey, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, kale, you name it. They love it. Raw, freeze-dried, the taste is unbelievable. It's dry to the touch. It's not that wet stuff in a pouch you got to put in the freezer and that. Gloppy. And it's... No. It has all the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Save up to 54% off your first order right now. And get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Oh, no. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you having a party or something?
Non-stop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Okay, so you're...
Stephanie Miller.
That don't impress me much.
Wow. Do you know how many times I've heard women make that sound? Roundhouse Sparks. Oh, the grew up just, wow.
I grew up in Kentucky, and I can't tell you how much I hate that song. It's like, I don't need a guy who can read and stuff. I'd rather have a guy with a truck that makes me stay home. Okay? That don't... You understand science and politics and reading and all that. Don't impress me. I need some tight Wranglers on backwards. I don't care how you zip them up. It's up to me. And just some boots you can kick off in a hurry.
Katie... with a sexy liberal letter. Dear Steph, I hope Sexy Liberal Saved the World Minnesota went well. It did. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You guys had all a fantastic time. My husband Ryan and I are coming to see the show in 2 weeks. We can't wait. Oh, my
Philly.
God. Philly.
Philly.
You're up
Philadelphia.
Next. Steph, I'm ready to ask you a favor. It's something I'm not sure you or your crew can do anything about. Uh-oh. I'm sure you know Hal normally does a radio show on Saturdays called Hal Sparks Radio Program Mega Worldwide. Yes, I did know. I am I'm aware. It's an absolutely amazing show. There's so much love in that community, Steph. Every Saturday we get 2 hours. We not only listen to Hal, but we're like one big family that gets the chance to be together. Aww. Like your show, there's nothing quite like it. Unfortunately, this weekend, Hal was unable to do his show because the Wi-Fi in his hotel room was absolutely pathetic.
Yes.
I missed Hal so much. I missed the chance to be able to be together with the entire Sparkler family. Mm. Sparklers and Steph heads are one.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm asking you if there's any way to make sure Hal can be on the air for other sexy liberals, if you're able to do anything at all to help Hal during this time. It will give another meaning to your sexy liberal saving the world. There will be other worlds you will be saving on Saturday, including mine. Save Hal Sparks.
The mega
radio
world.
Program.
Why?
I will do the best I can to control the tides, Katie, and also the internet in every hotel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That we're in.
Thank you. Yes.
So I can bring you the magic of House Sparks.
The rest of I think the rest of our shows, and I can't speak for Madison, are in Civilization, so we should be all right.
yes.
Yeah, that gives us a little room.
There you
room.
Go. Yeah. There you go. All right, Hal's sticking with us in studio. Kimberly, that's,
right.
that's a lot of sexy. Kimberly Johnson.
Ooh, Kimberly Johnson's coming up. Very exciting.
Next. Hello.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tuesday, I'm joined by comedian actor Rick Overton and WRJN morning host Don Rosen. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump in New York for day two of his hush money trial.